From Auburn, the sports capital of Alabama, this is The Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7. And online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502. Or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Tuesday edition of The Drive. Hope everybody is doing well on another blistering day. Ooh. Well, it is a blistering day. It's a suffocating type day. Yeah. You step outside, and it's like you stepped into your preheated oven.
Yeah.
I mean, sauna. Yeah, it is really, really hot. So be careful if you have to be outside for any length of time. Someone who I'm sure has been very careful with that because there's been so much going on inside is our own Dan Peck, who is at the College Football Hall of Fame covering SEC Football Media Days. And a big day today, as today among the four schools, the Auburn Tigers. Dan, how's it going, man?
I'm doing all right. Great to talk to you guys from here at the Hall of Fame, Digital Drive, Radio Row, whatever you, Gas Bag Street, you know, whatever you want to call it here in
Gas Bag Alley. I sort of like that one.
It's Blowhard Boulevard.
Yeah,
it's great to be here in Atlanta, and it's been a lot of fun through 2 days. And I thought Hugh Freeze and Auburn's contingent of players did very well. For themselves representing the program in front of the assembled media.
Yeah, really interesting, Dan, that just recently there's been criticism of Coach Freeze for setting the bar so low. Remember when he made comments, I forgot exactly when it was, when he said, yeah, I know we need to get to a bowl game. And people went, oh, are you kidding? I mean, you can't set your sights that low. Not the same today. Today, I'm hearing people on the other side. Actually, some of the same people are going, man, he set the bar too high. He's talking about playoffs.
Yeah. And again, I mean, don't you want your coaches and players talking championship in July and August?
I do.
I mean, in December, if you're 6-6, maybe don't talk about playoffs and the championship. But right now, I mean, yeah, I think that's – I mean, it's a little bit of the conversation we had when people were upset and you know, they were hand-wringing about Diego Pavia being as confident as
right.
He is in the season Vanderbilt's about to have. And, you know, you don't have to like it, but I respect it and admire it. And it's probably the it's probably the right approach – going into the season. I mean,
if you don't believe you can do it now, sometimes, you know, you can rein it in publicly, but Don and Coach Don Dunn here in the studio as once again as well. But Don, if you and your players don't believe you're good, you're not going to be good.
Exactly. You have to have a confidence, a belief in what you're doing, what you've been doing the third year. You've had a good off season. You've got some good talent. You have to believe that you're going to be good, and you have to instill that in your players. You can't be woe is me. You know, you don't want to be crazy overconfident. But I kind of liked, you know, what he said. And we should be better. We need to be better in year three. But I think they got some pieces now. Really impressed with
they have some leaders,
yeah,
too.
And I really was impressed with those three young men they took up to the meetings. I thought they did a great job. Man, how big is the Baylor game, guys?